All right, hey guys. So I wanted to make kind of a more personal video. I wanted to talk about how I've had a lot of encounters with the Hat Man. So I know I'll get back to the Virgin stuff a little bit later. Don't worry. But this was kind of on my spirit. And the reason why this was on my spirit is because I often look back at my actual life, my actual childhood. And the spiritual side of it, because there's two sides of this. There's the physical side of my childhood, then there's the spiritual side of my childhood. And one was good and one was bad. But anyway, I don't really encounter shadow people that much because Jesus protected me from a lot of worse things. But back when I was younger, I saw a lot of weird things, I'll just say that. And some of my family members made portals open, and I was born under that lineage, I guess, or that bloodline, that sector of the family. So there were things that were invited into my childhood home. By the time I was born, it was already doomed from the start. So so I want to talk about some of my encounters with shadow people and the Hat Man. And just if this isn't your type of thing, you guys can gladly just not listen to this video. I'll probably make me another video tomorrow night or later on today. It's currently like 3:30 in the morning, and it's Monday, so I'll probably make another video Tuesday at midnight or something like that, and I'll just upload something else. So, anyway, but today we're going to talk about the shadow people. Anyway, so my encounters with shadow people started in the early 90s, like 93, 94. That's really when it began. So I was like 5 or 6. You gotta understand, I'll be 38 in 3 months. Almost to the day, I'll be 38 in 3 months. So back in 95, 96, I was 5 and 6. So I was a little guy. I wasn't even out of kindergarten yet. I had just started kindergarten when I started seeing shadow people. And before you say, "Oh, it's schizophrenia. Oh, you have bipolar disorder. Oh, you have schizoaffective disorder." Okay. The Hat Man is a well-known figure. Just look up Hat Man on YouTube and you will realize very fast that people from all walks of life have seen the same thing that I have seen. I personally know two people who are 10 to 7 years younger than me, and they know what I'm talking about. And they've described him in the same way I described him when I was a small child, and they weren't even born yet. So how is that possible? So obviously there's something going on in the world, in the spiritual realm. This hat figure, this hat man, this shadow peoples, they are real. There's something. There's something. They're real enough to cause a problem. They're real enough to cause a concern in the mortal realm. So obviously they're real to a certain extent, or else all these people wouldn't realize, hey, we're seeing the exact same thing. This wouldn't be, this would be a conspiracy theory. This is like doggone real. This can be proven. Anyway, so back in the 90s, I saw a shadow person in the basement of my grandma's house, and I never went down to the real basement, because I was kind of like concerned or scared that something was waiting for me. And even when my grandma died 13 years ago, God rest her soul, I still didn't go down there. I couldn't go down there because I didn't know what was down there waiting for me. And this is me as a grown man. So, 13 years ago, I was 25. So, that shows you that there's something going on. Now, when I was 5, I saw a shadow person, like a kid, run down my steps into the basement. That's the first time I ever saw a shadow person. I thought it was a kid But I quickly realized that it had no clothes on. It had no skin tone. It was a black like the night. And it had no facial features either, but I knew it looked at me. And that was the same day I saw adult material. When I was like 5 or 6, something like that. But anyway, I forgot the year, but that was the same day. And like coming from, you're probably sitting there thinking, well, wait a minute, someone must have showed this to you. No, that's not what happened. So what happened was I was alone in my grandma's basement looking at Hey Arnold, back in the 90s. I was having fun as a little kid, and basically I saw what looked like a child, but it was a black void. It was empty, almost see-through. And I was across the room and I could still see the hollowness. I still remember the hollowness. And its body was like, it had some shimmer to it. It had like little sparkles, almost like the stars. It was very dim light. And very hard to explain, but I never forget it. I never forgot it. I mean, I never forgot that. And then the TV switched from Hey Arnold to adult material, and I won't go into what I saw. I'll explain that later. But anyway, saw the adult material, and then it switched back to Hey Arnold. Now, this is without me pressing the TV. All right. And another thing that I noticed during that time I saw what I saw, the clock stopped working. Now, this is something else that I can't really explain. I don't know if time stopped. I don't know if time maybe was frozen or went backwards or it slowed down. I don't know. But the clock stopped ticking. The clock stopped ticking. It was silent. When the TV switched back to Hey Arnold, it began ticking again, like normal. I'll never forget that either. So, that was the first time I saw a shadow person. Now, I graduated from that shadow person that looked like a child to like the Hat Man. So, in like 96, I think when I was like 7 or 8, 95, 96, I had a birthday party. And I had a birthday party that was comprised of people from my school because I didn't have any friends. My parents basically kind of like promised them cake and ice cream. And they said, okay, they only came to have cake and ice cream. They didn't come for me. They came for cake and ice cream, kid stuff. I haven't, no one liked me as a kid. Even now, no one likes me. Anyway, no one liked me as a kid. But anyway, so after the birthday party, I remember specifically a magician came by. A magician came by, and I was really depressed as a little 8-year-old. Like, there was something going on. There was something wrong. I was not happy that day. I remember I wanted to disappear as a child. And I don't mean like go to another place and be liked or disappear to Chuck E. Cheese or something like that or Discovery Zone. No. I wanted to disappear from the earth and be in heaven. I wanted out. I wanted out even at 8 years old. I was like, look, I can't deal with I don't like it here. I mean, even back then, I was kind of like not suited for this world. I was like, look, I'm tired of waking up. I'm tired of going to school. Just a little 8-year-old me, just me being having a personality problem. But anyway, and I remember me wanting to disappear, and I thought that in my mind, that was my birthday wish. My birthday wish at 8 was to disappear and to never be seen ever again. Well, that didn't happen. So, okay, fine. But when the birthday party was over, and when I went to bed, this is the Hat Man. Something opened my closet. Now, I thought it was my dad or my mom. It wasn't, because it was that same void. But this void was bigger, and this figure was bigger. This was an adult figure. And this adult figure was very tall, too. The Hat Man is very tall. And it woke me up. Well, but here's how spirits talk to humans. They talk to you through telepathy. Anyone that realizes shadow people and the Hat Man and, you know, demonology, they talk through telepathy. Anyone that, that's 101. They talk to me through the mind, through thoughts. And you could hear your thoughts in that state. I could, but, you know, I know. And this figure had a hat, like a detective. He had red eyes, too, like in the pictures you're seeing. That's exactly how he looked. And he said, "Wake up. Wake up. I want to talk to you." And I woke up, because I was awoke. It was a thought. It was an intrusive thought. An intrusive thought that entered my mind. And it commanded me to wake up, and I woke up. And something else I'll never forget is the walls were blue and purple. That's another sign for me personally that I know that there's other things in the room. When you start seeing the walls being blue, purple, black. This is a color scheme. Like, it's like a nightmare version of your environment. And he guided me. He lifted me up and he walked me to my closet. Now, this closet was a different closet. This wasn't my closet. This was his closet. And I knew he had been there for like years, long before I was born. Probably when my parents were kids. And he spoke to me through telepathy and said, "I know you wanted to disappear because it was your birthday. And I know you don't have any friends either. I can give you friends, but you have to leave this earth." He offered me a deal. And he offered me a deal, basically, to leave this earth and to have all the friends I wanted, to have all the cake and ice cream, like weird stuff. And no, this was not a person, okay? I know this wasn't a person. You guys can sit here and think weird all you want. That's fine. But look up shadow people and look it up on YouTube and you will see sleep paralysis. You'll see all that. This was something different. I still don't know what this was, but this was like, I was in another realm. I was in another dimension. I knew I wasn't really home. I was there, but I was in the spirituality of the house, of my room. And even at 8 years old, I knew that. So the Hat Man offered me a deal. And he wanted me to go into the closet. Now, this closet was extremely dark. This closet was not my closet. This closet was a portal, a gateway to his world of shadow people. I didn't really get it at the time because I was only 8. But I heard a voice, because I wasn't really curious. I was more of like, well, what happens if I like... So I was kind of like sitting there. And I was like, well, what happens if I go through the closet? I was 8. I didn't know any better. And I heard a voice talk to me, saying, Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't walk in a closet. Don't do it. You won't come back. Don't do it. It was very faint and it was very small. This shadow voice was like a lot more bigger, but this voice was specifically saying the opposite. And it was very faint, but I listened to that voice more than anything because the closet was unknown. I didn't know what was going to happen. And I said, I can't accept your gift, Mr. Man. Mr. Man. I'm, whatever. I don't know what I called him. I was only 8. I don't remember. But I said, I don't want to go through the scary closet. I want to see what God has for me. And I ran back to my bed and I like covered the covers over my head. And then I fell off the bed and then I fell asleep where next to the air vent. Now, this is something that's very key in my life. When I was a kid, I used to sleep on in the corner of my room where the air vent was because I was scared that there were monsters coming to get me. Well, those monsters were shadow people, basically. I kept seeing shadow people and I kept seeing giants come out of my closet that were like not Nephilim, but they were around that size and they had multiple faces. Just weird stuff. But anyway. I slept next to the air vent on our around the air vent because I was scared. And my parents can attest to that. My parents actually know. They remember me sleeping at the air vent in my room, and they didn't understand why. That was a habit. No, I was scared. And I remember there was a when I woke up. The habit obviously was gone. My room was a normal color, so I knew I had made it through the night. But there was a Bible on my bed. There was no Bible that night when I slept there and I fell off the bed and I slept in the air and I slept on the air vent and stuff. There was no Bible there. I know that. The Bible was originally on my dresser. Who put the Bible there? If you guys think this is fake, whatever, that's fine. If you guys want to unsubscribe, that's fine. But I just figured I'd, tell you about some things about my life because I don't know, I got 60 subscribers. I wanted to, celebrate with something a bit more serious and personal. Thank you for the 60 subscribers. Thank you for the views lately. My videos have been getting more traction. Thank you very much for the hours that are being viewed. But yeah, so when I fell asleep and woke up, there was a Bible on my bed, and I know I didn't put it there. I know I didn't. There was no one in my room. Now I'll tell you something else. There was a picture of Jesus in the forest praying. That picture was not there either, like the night before. That picture was in another room. So who placed the picture there? Who was that little voice that said, "Don't do it, don't go into the closet"? Who put the Bible on my bed? And who put a picture of Jesus praying in the forest on my wall? I don't know. I don't know anymore. But one thing I do know is that God is real, the devil's real, that shadow people are real, and there's a lot more on this earth than what we realize and want to admit to. And with that, I will say good night. There are going to be more virgin stories and more virgin tales coming up. I got a couple more doom and gloom virgin stories, but I really wanted to get this off my chest because I just kind of, there was a time where I was tormented by shadow people throughout the 90s and early 2000s. Oh gosh. And I really don't see them that much anymore. I really don't see them. And I really have to thank Jesus Christ for that, because there are some people who don't make it out. There are some people who take that deal and they don't make it out. They never come back. Anyway, that's it. Bye, guys.